And the answer is yes. The federal government can certainly trademark items. And maybe I should just mention briefly what a trademark is. It's a word, a phrase, a symbol, or a design, or a combination that identifies and distinguishes the source of goods or services from one party to others. So the idea is that consumers see the mark as a source identifier, and the federal government or any state government or county government or local government may use trademarks and can apply to register them just like any other entity.
It's my understanding, though, that basically no work of the federal government can be copyrighted, if I'm right on that. So why one and not the other?
Well, a trademark serves as a source identifying function, and And essentially, there's no reason that you can't identify a government agency as a source. A copyright is an artistic work or artistic expression, and for that, we would not allow the federal government to register.
How common is it for trademarks to be filed by federal agencies?
Well, it's pretty common. Let me give you an idea. There are 1.7 million total active trademark registrations right now, approximately. And I'd say probably hundreds of these are owned by government entities. We don't keep statistics on how many applicants or registrants or government entities, so I'm just kind of ballparking it right here. But there are quite a few.
And what privileges come with having a trademark? What can you do or prevent other people from doing?
There are a number of benefits that you would get. There's a legal presumption of your ownership of the mark and your exclusive right to use that mark nationwide in connection, of course, with the goods or services that are in the registration. You can also bring an action concerning the mark in federal court. You can record your U.S. registration with U.S. Customs and Border Protection to prevent importation of infringing foreign goods. And then, of course, the listing of your registration in our database provides public notice of your trademark rights. And finally, the use of a U.S. registration can be a basis to get a registration in a foreign country.
Now, in this case, VA is being asked by a group of senators to trademark the term GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Their motivation is that some of the for-profit colleges somehow misuse GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So does that sound like a legitimate use or a reasonable use of the trademark to prevent them from putting GI Bill, say, in advertising for courses?
Once a government entity has a registered trademark, they can prevent others, private parties and others, from using it in an infringing manner.
How are you guys doing at dealing with trademarks right now? Is there a backlog in your procedures right now, or are you doing all right?
I think we're doing pretty well, actually. We're within our target range for a first action. So, in other words, if you file an application for registration, you will get a communication from us in approximately 3 months letting you know what the status is and whether your mark is eligible for registration. And then the average time to get a registration is approximately 10 to 12 months, depending on, you know, what some of the issues are. If we need other information from you, you have up to 6 months to respond. So your response period will, you know, help determine the length of time it takes to get a registration.
But it sounds like you're in somewhat better shape than the patent side of the house.
We are. In terms of our pendency, which is the time to file from filing to registration, I think we're doing pretty well at this point. You know, there are some people who would like us to be a little quicker, but we're doing pretty well. I think some people do get their registrations quicker. It really depends on what the issues are involved in someone's particular application and how long it takes to resolve them.
We're speaking with Deborah Cohn. She's the Commissioner for Trademarks in the Patent and Trademark Office. And I also wanted to ask you about the Internet, because in the Internet, you can only have a unique name once, whereas in real life, there's many Acme Plumbings and so forth. Has any of that affected the patent and trademark, or especially the trademark issue, in recent years?
If somebody has a domain name, they can also apply to register that particular word as a mark, as long as they're also using it as a trademark. So you're talking about really two separate uses here. One is as a domain name for their internet site, and the other is as a trademark. Now, somebody can certainly be using something as a trademark on the internet, and that's perfectly fine. That's good use of a trademark. Let's say someone has a has a retail service over the internet, they can certainly be using their mark in a trademark manner that way.
And to go back to agencies quickly, I guess we should ask, does the law treat trademarks that are held by the government any differently than it does trademarks that are held by private entities?
No, it doesn't. The same rights apply to a government agency as they would to a private party.
What are some of the other well-known words that are trademarked by the federal government?
One example, very well-known, is Priority Mail, owned by the U.S. Postal Service. And that's owned for a variety of goods, envelopes, boxes, services, including sorting and delivery of package, all the things that you would expect. Another mark that's owned is by the government is the United States Census 2010. That's owned by the U.S. Bureau of the Census, of course, for a variety of goods, including handbooks relating to the decennial census. The mark Clean Cities is owned by the Department of Energy for newsletters featuring information regarding alternative fuel vehicles. Then we have some state registrations I can mention. The Texas Department of Transportation owns Don't Mess with Texas for services promoting the beautification of Texas highways. And then West Virginia owns Wild and Wonderful for promoting recreation and tourism in West Virginia, just to name a few. Trademark law really focuses on consumer protection. Most provisions, including the ones that would relate to government words and symbols, are designed to ensure that consumers can rely on trademarks to identify the goods and services they want to buy. And that includes goods and services from the government. If the government provides those goods and services, it's perfectly appropriate for them to have trademark protection.